Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You know, I want to win. You know, that's the only place that it's coming from, and I mean that. And so, you know, I'm not just trying to be, you know, a guy that's just talking. I'm really not. I'm trying to find answers, I think, like everybody else. And so, you know, it was on my heart to speak, and I think it was received well, and I hopefully it can, you know, again, take us to another level.
This is the Buffalo Plus Podcast, brought to you by Connors and Ferris.
All right, welcome into the Buffalo Plus Podcast, presented by Connors and Ferris. Dan Fates, I am Jenna Cottrell. We are here in Orchard Park today.
Double dipping. It's the post-practice recap.
And
the podcast.
Because we have a lot to talk about today, Dan.
We have a lot to talk about.
Latavius Murray was talking to us today. Players only meeting, the second one for the offense. Oh, please be sure to like, comment, and subscribe as we get started. But the second
this is a doozy.
Players only meeting of the season.
Yeah. We talked to Trent Sherfield, who advertently, I don't know, kind of just said they had a team meeting, which kind of perked up all of our ears to know, like, what?
Yeah.
What?
Players only meetings.
Yes. Now, let's clarify. The players-only meeting was just for the offense.
Correct.
It was not a team-wide thing. It was just the offense. We found that out after, because Vaughn talked about it.
Yeah. Well, he talked about he liked the idea of it because of the ownership aspect.
Correct.
And how this team can play better. But then Khalil Shakir told us, well, it was just the offense that had the meeting.
And that was after we had also talked to Latavius Murray, who never specified that it was just the offense. So we all kind of had this impression, and we tweeted out things of just the fact that the Bills had a players-only team meeting. Just to clarify, it was just the offense, and it was led by Latavius Murray. He's the one that came in today that felt the need to step up and initiate it. And his kind of points were the fact of what they have to do for the offense to make a difference and improve. Very telling that it's from a first-year guy in Buffalo.
Yes.
Who is
a long-time veteran.
Long-time veteran.
But yes.
But he felt like that was trying to find his place is something that's difficult, he says, being a new player. But he felt the need to kind of step up and say something, especially based on wanting to win. And he knew that those guys talked that he knew that he was stepping up because he wanted to win.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing I asked him was, why now? Why did you feel the need to have a team meeting with just the players now? And he said, coming off of another game on Sunday night where he said they can play with anybody, he believes they can beat anybody, but it was once again another instance on Sunday night in Cincinnati where he felt like they beat themselves. And what can they do to make a difference and stop that? Interesting.
I think that's very fair, though, and I'm not surprised. I'm a little surprised that it's Latavius Murray leading that. Josh Allen was asked about his style of leadership, and he said he's a little bit less vocal, more of someone who does things by action. Now, this was before we knew that they had an offensive-only players meeting, but at the same point, I am a little bit surprised that Allen wasn't the one calling that meeting.
I agree.
But Latavius Murray brings up the points that are very important of this team has. And here's what Khalil Shakir said. He talked about, you know, I look to my left and I look to my right and I got Gabe Davis on one side and I got Stephon Diggs to the other. We got dogs. We got all this talent. It's just about putting all these pieces together. My concern is you had an offensive meeting a couple weeks ago.
That was telling. Shakir saying this wasn't the first one they've had.
That's what I'm saying.
So
the fact that you've had to now, a couple weeks later, have to have another offensive-only meeting is very much concerning.
I got a text message just before we started recording from a Buffalo Plus friend.
Yeah.
Some would argue one of the best guests we've ever had on this podcast.
Yeah.
He's the GOAT guest. And he said, you know, rut-row, like, problems. And I was like, it's not the first one.
Yeah. I think this is where this team is at. 5-4 right now. If the season were to end, they would not be in the playoffs. And this is an unfamiliar spot for this Josh Allen team that kind of just
last year
was Super Bowl favorites. And this year is on the outside looking in, trying to get into the playoffs. But it goes to show just how offensively disjointed that they have been. And I got to tell you, at practice today, I did feel like there was more of a sense of urgency.
There was juice.
I felt like there was a little bit of buzz. Even after practice, you know, we have the podium here where players will speak. There are a ton of players getting in the extra work. But it's like, yeah, you need to do that. You need to make a statement. You need to prove that this team is the team that everyone thought they were. Josh Allen said November is when, I can't exactly remember how he worded it, but essentially like November matters. This is when it really is meaningful football, and the team needs to play like that.
I just can't remember a team, especially this Bills team in the last few years, that has had one of these players-only meetings. They don't usually scream, everything's fine.
It's obviously an indicator that things are wrong.
And Latavius also added that he wanted to do this without the coaches because the players need to take ownership. They need to take growth of worth. He goes, we believe the coaches are going to put us in the best positions. That's their job. We know they're going to put us in a great game plan. Those are his words. And he goes, we have to go out and execute. And I think that's part of it. And that kind of leads us into our next point. And something we wanted to talk about was playing fast and free.
Yeah.
I think there's something to this. And I had tweeted yesterday the fact of like, where is the fine line?
You crafted a tweet yesterday.
Yeah, workshopped it with multiple people. The fact of where's that fine line between analytics and the eye test? Because it seems like Bills Mafia, especially on social media, is divided very, very sharply.
Yeah.
And there is a gray area. For a guy that's all about hot takes, there absolutely is a gray area. And it's the fact of, look, the Bills are still top, one of the best teams in EPA per play and, and DVOA. They're in the top two and all of these things, even though they've had this rough stretch recently. And there's a fine line to it. And I was actually talking to Eric Turner of Cover One yesterday, and I thought it was very telling. And the difference between a Daboll and a Dorsey offense, and one of them is, and this is what is enlightening, was when you talk to other people that know things, like shout out Cover One, like great channel, like totally different than what we do.
Yeah.
They crunch a lot more film, all these things. That Dorsey's offense is much more option-based. The players have to read the defense, and it's almost designed to beat any defense on every play, if everything's perfect. The problem is not everything's perfect right now.
Yeah.
And so the players are having to, the ball is snapped, and instead of Daboll, who was very attacking, this is what we're going to do to defenses, and they're going to have to handle it. Dorsey's is more read and react. So the trouble we've seen is it's hard to play fast when you're reacting.
Yeah,
When you're thinking. So instead of saying, hey, okay, the defense is doing this, so I got to go here, and okay, now I got to move. Instead of saying, I'm running a slant, I'm going to beat you to the spot.
Yeah.
That's the difference. And that's also why you're seeing players end up on the same spot. You're seeing two players that are reading the defense differently, which is a big problem, and that's why everything feels off. It's a lot of read and react with this Dorsey system that's designed to have answers for every play. The problem is they're getting the questions wrong.
I will say, and they're getting the answers wrong. They're reading the questions wrong, and therefore
the
getting
questions,
the answers
wrong. Everything's wrong.
I get in concept why you would think this would be so effective, because you take an offense that has had a lot of the same pieces, and you're asking them to continue to evolve, continue to adapt, and be able to, like you said, read and react. But we have seen on the field that that is not the case. And you've heard the players, Gabe Davis talked about it, Stephon Diggs, about getting into a rhythm, for one, and also the fact of that fast and free and just being able to play the way that they know how. This I do still believe that there is a lot of talent on this offense.
Absolutely.
But I feel like they have been handcuffed by having to process everything as opposed to just run out there and go show off the athleticism. And I even asked Sean McDermott that today. Like, you know, your players are talking about being fast and free. How do you help enable them to be that? And he said, it's like, yeah, that's got to be our forefront of what we're doing. Because not only that, but you show your athleticism, your personality. And I think all of those things, it's the trickle-down effect of that confidence as well coming into that. So I get why initially it would be the idea of like, this is a great concept, but then in execution, it has been an issue.
But that's also what lacks the identity, because it's much more of a reactionary
game
plan
than
it is a dictating game plan. It's something we've talked about of like, throw your best punch. Don't be so worried. And Josh said it, remember a few weeks ago?
Well, he said today even, it's like, we got to attack more.
Well, it was also, we need to stop worrying about what defenses do, and we need to do what we do best.
Attack.
And force it on defenses.
Yeah.
And like that's just
dictate.
And like that's just where I'm sitting here going, man, you got to just kind of push the envelope and be that team. And it's very tough to play fast when you're thinking.
I will say though, Josh kind of, we asked him about his shoulder. He says, you know, things are going well.
He threw today.
He did throw today, yep. Which I think is obviously a positive.
Yep.
But he did talk about the players and how they need to execute. And he said, I know, you know, Dorsey's getting a lot of steam. So he still was coming to the defense of his offensive coordinator. Now, that is to the public and to us.
Company line.
But I'm curious how it would be behind closed doors. But at the same point, I think even Sean McDermott alluded to this. There's route concepts, and then there's the ability of players to do what they do. And something along the way is not adding up.
Yeah. So, and that's circling back to.
But also, if you think about it, if it's the players not being able to execute, then it goes also to roster construction, which that means that there is a whole slew of issues. And I think it could be, meeting in the middle. Shocking, I know, me saying that's nuance involved. But at the same point, I think there is.
But I think that's it's roster construction. It's also, is the coaching staff using the players to the best of their abilities?
I think you see what I'm saying? No, I agree. I think this coaching staff.
As we whisper in the Bill's team fieldhouse.
I think this coaching staff has an abundant belief in their players, and maybe that's also to a fault.
Yeah. And this goes back to where it's funny. There's so many people in analytics, and I get it, and it has its place in the game and all of those things, but you can't tell me based on EPA or DVOA or whatever thing you want to look at.
Yeah.
And listen to the players talk about the offense and believe. And someone responded.
Honestly.
Do you think Josh gives a flying anything about DVOA or the Bills EPA? He cares about points. He cares about winning.
Yeah.
And Benjamin Solek made a good point. It sucks right now because the Bills aren't winning.
Yeah.
All of this stuff sucks because you're not winning.
Literally that.
They're 5-4 for the first time since 2018, Josh's rookie year. This is unfamiliar territory. And I know you can look back to say, hey, at other times they've turned it on. They've been 7-6, lost to Tampa Bay and turned it on. That feels like a very far way away from where we are right now.
I mean, that to me is best case scenario, obviously. Yes. That's them pulling it together, them figuring it out. Here's what I do want to say. Analytics is the application of stats. And you said in your tweet they can be reckless in terms of interpretation. Mm-hmm. I just think going off of that, they can be very misleading. And they can lead to tremendous blind spots. So here's my thing. If you look at the stats.
Hot take Jenna.
And you say, oh, this Bill, you're essentially your box score scouting. You're like saying, oh, this team is fine. No one who actually watches the games, including the players
including the players and coaching staff.
But that's my thing. I don't, when people tell me, oh, well, the Bills are fine because XYZ, I say, okay, but you are not watching the games, clearly. So your opinion on what this team is doing doesn't matter because you are not being.
Latavius stands up and somebody's like, hey, guys, Latavius, sit down. We're first in EPA.
Like you're giving too much stock to people that say that. Because to me, when people say like, oh, it's fine, guys, look at the DVOA, it's like you're not paying attention. So why does your opinion matter?
Because you can't pinpoint, because they're trying to explain that it's not the offense. You're trying to point the finger at something else, that the problem is the defense. The problem is the things.
But I'm saying, like, if you think that the defense is the issue of this team, then I don't think you know football. I mean, are we watching? You could say, hey, they haven't turned the ball.
That's how I feel. That's how I feel, too.
Now, you can say that there are.
There's a big people. There's
defense,
a lot of people on X that disagree with you.
This defense is far from perfect, obviously. Yep. But
they
think
had Josh Norman on the field, and they only allowed 3 points in the second half against the Bengals.
It was meaningful snaps he was playing it.
So, yeah.
There's a lot of things to pick out on this team, but I think it starts first and foremost, obviously, with the offense.
I agree.
People are going to yell at me in the comments. I've had people yell at me on Twitter all day today.
I love it.
I hate it. Stop yelling. I'm just telling you what they said. Don't yell at me.
Hey, they don't yell at nobody's. When you tweet and nobody says anything, it's not a good tweet.
Actually, that's pretty funny.
I'm just saying.
That's funny. I'm not built for this, Dan.
Yeah, no, that's the difference.
I don't like that.
That's the difference. You right now want to throw your phone in a river.
I literally muted so many conversations on Twitter. I was like, I don't want to be a part of this cesspool.
And all of this is because the Bills are 5-4.
Yeah.
The Bills are mad. Bills are 7-2 and nobody cares. We wouldn't be having an angry debate about one thing or another.
I think we would say, hey, we want to see style points wins. We want to see domination. But yeah.
So players only offensive meeting. We talked about the offense, the difference between, and again, shout out to Cover One and talking to Eric Turner yesterday. Go check them out. I'll like, comment, subscribe. Like, again, informative stuff. They do different stuff than what we do. And it was insightful to, again,
See that perspective.
To see that perspective. Yeah. I don't want to sit here and put my head in the sand and go, no, it's this. And talking to somebody else who's seen it from a different way, and we can go, hey, yeah, by the way, remember when Gabe talked about playing fast? And remember when this is kind of happening, we got players running into each other? Like, there's a lot of things that are going on, and when everything is clicking with Dorsey's offense and the scheme and the philosophies, we've seen what it can do. Against Miami, everything worked well. We are not at that point right now, and just wondering if there will be a change. Sean McDermott, though.
I want to ask you something before. How confident are you in this team and their ability to adjust?
Not very. Confidence, if I was 10, I'd be super confident. I'd say a 3.
Wow, that low.
Yeah, and because it's not just these 9 games. We're going back to, again, I'm looking at the whole Ken Dorsey era of this offense. I'm going back to Stephon Diggs.
27 games that he's
I'm going back to Stephon Diggs being very upset in the sideline in Cincinnati, wondering where the answers are.
Yeah, that's fair.
To that back half of this offense. And it just seemed like, again, there ain't any injuries. Dawson Knox, yeah, that's the only injury. But they've
Dalton Kincaid has been able to kind of flourish because of that. I know he had the fumble, but still.
So all of these things, that's where I'm at. I'm 3 out of 10 for me.
I would say I'm at a 5.
You would. That's such a Jenna answer.
It's literally right in the middle. Oh, my God.
That's so good.
That's so funny.
Yeah. And you didn't even realize it. You're like, no, it's 5.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's back down in the middle.
It's because maybe it is lower because they have a tough stretch coming up.
Very tough stretch.
But I do believe that this team can play with anyone.
Still have Josh Allen.
Yeah. So.
Stephon Diggs. Other things. Sean McDermott. After the podium on Sunday night.
He was good.
I thought he was very – I thought the Bills, again, this is Dan the therapist reading, into their body language. I thought Josh and Sean seemed very we lost. The Bengals were better than us. We didn't see despondent Josh. We didn't see Josh saying, I played like
shit,
and all of a sudden these things, and him being like, I suck, and all these things. It was like, yeah, we didn't make plays.
Yeah.
And that I was angry because the players seemed to just accept it.
Today, we literally talked about the stages of grief.
Yeah, we're talking about they're just like, maybe they're at acceptance. Maybe this is where they are.
They're past bargaining.
They're past bargaining. Like, they're past anger. It's just acceptance. But this was, I thought Sean McDermott was very stoic. He was a leader today.
Yeah.
I thought when he was asked, why do you have, or where do you feel you are at 5-4, running out of room for margin for error? And he said, I'm confident.
Confident. Confident in our team. Confident in our coaches, confident in our players, confident in our staff. Doesn't mean we don't have work to do. Doesn't mean we don't have a gap to close. And there's different things that make up that gap. And so we've got to continue to drill down on those areas and play better as an overall team, complementary-wise, and reset some things that we need to reset.
The next question was, well, how do you feel the locker room is? I thought he gave an even better answer to that.
What I've learned just being around the NFL is even being 14-0 years ago and going to the Super Bowl is every year it seems like you're banging your head against the wall. Every year is hard. And you come out of it and you're saying, hey, dang it, we were pretty good. And we learned some lessons all the way through it. So it's never easy, but the belief is important.
This team wasn't expecting to have this. And last year it was different kind of hardships and it was different challenges.
Yeah, the adversity
I know we're ready for the challenge because that's what the Buffalo Bills do. I liked it. I thought there was a little bit of piss and vinegar in his delivery of, hey, we're going to right this ship. You guys, and again, how often have we talked
belief.
About this? How often have we talked about this? This team loves when everybody counts them out.
Oh, 1,000%.
Well, people aren't jumping off the bandwagon. The bandwagon is crashed, burned, lit on fire, and there's nobody left. This is a team where they go, you guys all count us out. That's fine. Watch. Yeah. Just watch. Maybe this is it.
Maybe this is it. But maybe, I will say too, when you take a look, I feel like the Bills have been able as a franchise to move the goalpost back pretty much every season. Last year at the end of it, you could say obviously some off the field things. This team was emotionally just exhausted. This is the kind of season where you get to see, all right, what is this team made of?
Yeah.
And I will say, I think the players only meeting is a kind of a red flag of where this team is at in the season, obviously. But at the same point, maybe that will evoke some type of change and maybe the team will be pissed off because they should be.
I agree.
But we haven't seen, like you talked about, that kind of anger in a couple weeks.
Yep.
I want to see that anger.
Yep.
I want to see that reaction.
I want to see Loose Cannon Josh again. I want to see I loved about the touchdown in Cincinnati. I loved the cockiness.
Oh, I loved the point.
I love that. That's what I think this team needs. And again, for the most part of the last month, it's just kind of been ho-hum.
Like, yeah.
Walk around like you're the Buffalo Bills, like you were the Super Bowl contenders, and move forward. And lastly, the injuries.
Yeah, so Terrell Bernard, concussion protocol, but he was limited today at practice.
Yeah.
Good to see him out there. We did not see Micah Hyde, Jordan Poyer, Christian Benford.
Or Leonard Floyd with a sickness.
Yeah, illness. So that's something to monitor. This team on defense is beaten up.
That's an understatement.
They certainly are.
But hopefully giving up more, an extra day with Rasul Douglas. Linval Joseph, just a massive human being.
Just
a mountain of a human being.
Yeah.
And again, I thought him and Rasul Douglas played very well.
Considering coming off the street.
And I asked Dane about that, or I asked Taryn about that today, about just the fact of you're so banged up to begin with. Then you go into Cincinnati, you lose Bernard, you lose Benford, you lose Micah, you lose all these pieces. You're looking around going, who the hell is on the field? And you're still playing well. And he goes, I think that says a lot about this team, you know, the toughness, the mental edge that they have. So this is just next man up. It's just becoming a dumb cliche, but it really is.
It is. And I will say to people that are talking about the defense, did they get punched in the face when they first started out? Yeah, obviously the Bengals went down, drove down the field and scored. But you saw the adjustment, and you're just not seeing the adjustment from the offense. I want to hear where they think this team's at in terms of their confidence level, people's confidence level, and how this team can get it turned around, if that will be the case. And just what your thoughts are as we head into a seemingly must-win.
Next two games.
Must-win Monday night football game against the Broncos, and then you have the Jets after that.
Right now the Bengals, or the Broncos, have the best defense the last 2 weeks of the season.
They're playing well. They're coming off the bye. They're rested. They beat the Chiefs. They had a win before that as well. So the team definitely has confidence, and that will be something.
Do players-only meetings worry you?
You don't have a players-only meeting when the sun is shining.
Right, but some people think like, hey, that's good. They're taking the initiative. Again, I'm saying that there needs to be a change.
Do you think this players-only meeting will have an effect?
Yeah, because I've also been sitting here saying something needs to change offensively. I would love to see Ken Dorsey come down to the sideline. I would love to see something different.
Mm-hmm.
Banging your head against the wall and expecting a different result is not working for me. So I would love to see some sort of change.
Yeah.
Whether that is Dorsey, whether that is somebody else doing something different, because I'm sick and tired of sitting here going, well, they got to do this, and then it doesn't happen.
You know, I should ask Josh Allen next time we talk to him just about, like, he is very demanding of himself. Does he need to be more demanding of the players around him? I'd be curious what he would say to that.
I would like that.
We'll see. All right. Thank you for joining us on here. I'm so scared for these comments. All right. Please be sure to like, comment your comment in terms of, do you think players only meeting will affect this team in a positive way, and your confidence level on if this team can get things turned around. For Dan, I'm Jenna.
Find your podcast. This wherever you're listening.
Wherever you listen to your podcast.
Stitcher, Spotify, Apple, Spotify.
Obviously on YouTube. Share with a friend.
Yeah. Like, comment, subscribe.
Yeah.
Have
we
fun.
Always appreciate it.
Yeah.
Have fun. It's cathartic. Let's be real.
Let's be real.
I was going to say. All right. Thank you for joining us. We will see you next time.